We've all heard it before. It's who you know. Now, hear why it's so true. Welcome to Social Capital, the weekly podcast where we dive into social relationships and how the investment you put into them establishes trust, reciprocity, and value within your networking community. Your host, Lori Hybe, will connect with top professionals and dive into their best networking stories and techniques to share with you.
Hey everybody, Lori Hybe here. Welcome to the Social Capital Podcast. Our show notes are found at socialcapitalpodcast.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at LJ Hybe and on Facebook. This week's guest is Rachel LaMantia. Rachel is the founder of Masterpiece Bookkeeping LLC. As a full-service cloud bookkeeper, Rachel's goal is to make the process as simple and efficient as possible. She has always loved math and numbers and jumped at the opportunity to own a franchise business with her dad. Rachel ran that company for over 5 years and discovered her passion for small business, which led her to starting Masterpiece. Her background, skills, and experience give her a unique perspective to relate to her clients. Rachel, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Lori. I'm excited.
Well, I appreciate that you've given us this time, especially since tax season has literally just wrapped up.
Right.
and obviously, you know, bookkeeping is definitely an important component of that, but I know it goes beyond that. So talk to us a little bit about the importance of bookkeeping.
Sure. A lot of people think that keeping their books is kind of a chore, something they have to do as a business owner because you have to file your taxes, right? But there is so much more value than just giving it to the IRS. Mm-hmm. There's gold in those numbers and that information about your business. And if you learn how to look at it and be able to identify areas where you can make improvements or ways to run your business differently, you can find so much value in having those numbers. So most of us have revenue goals, right? As a small business owner.
Absolutely.
Smart ones will have profit goals. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how much you bring in if it all goes right back out, right? So how do you know how you're doing on achieving those goals if your numbers aren't right? You really don't. And some people kind of have a ballpark or a fuzzy idea. Like, I've made this much this year, but do you really know? Mm-hmm. Once you see it in black and white, it can really help you to kind of solidify what you're doing and how to go from there.
Nice. Okay. I like that statement. There's gold in your numbers. That's really an intelligent statement to share. And hopefully our listeners start paying some closer attention to the numbers because of that. Can you give our listeners a tip or two about bookkeeping?
Sure. One of the most annoying parts about bookkeeping is all of the documentation you have, all of those receipts and things. And so keep your receipts, first of all. But I have a lot of people who surprisingly think that just having the credit card or bank statement is enough. And that is not. The IRS says that you must have the original documentation in order to deduct your expenses. So my recommendation is to store them all in one place instead of having them all in your email and then some physical receipts and some sitting over there, kind of corral them all into one place. I really like cloud technology for this. Just take pictures of your physical receipts, download ones from your email, and put them in a cloud storage solution so that they're all right there.
Okay.
And for meals, if you're having a meal with somebody, you need to document the reason or who you met with in order to deduct it. Because you can't just go to Starbucks 100 times and buy yourself coffee and call it a business expense.
Sure.
So write the name of the person that you meet with on the receipt. And then you have that audit trail if you ever get asked for it.
Nice. Okay. Really good tips for our listeners. And the name Masterpiece Booking Bookkeeping. Why that for your name? Let's hear that story.
Yeah, my husband and I actually spent weeks trying to figure out what to name my business. We kept tossing it around and trying different things, and I settled on Masterpiece, which actually is a nod to my musical background.
Okay.
I'm a musician. I've been for most of my life.
Cool.
I play flute and piccolo.
Nice.
And I love it. It's a big part of who I am. So it's a nod to my musical background. And I also really like the analogy between music and business. when you own a business, there's so much going on, and there's obviously black and white parts of it, businessy stuff, but it's like you're taking it all and trying to figure out how to orchestrate it to move together and become greater than the sum of its parts. And it's like you have your own little masterpiece.
Oh, I like that. And I did not know that about you.
Yeah.
Fun fact about Lori, I played the flute as well.
Really? Do you still?
No, I don't. But I was in band for about 4 years.
Okay.
In middle school.
Yeah.
And I played the flute.
Very cool.
So I can read music. I'm not good at the execution of it, but I can read it.
That's a good skill to have.
Yeah, I agree. But I love the story on how you got to your name of your business. And it totally makes sense. It's fun.
It is fun.
Rachel, can you share with our listeners your most successful or favorite networking story that you've had?
When I think about networking stories, the thing that keeps popping up or some of my favorite are those ones that you weren't expecting. Mm-hmm. And one of the things about networking I love is that you never know where the next inquiry or the next introduction or the next person is going to come from. For example, I met one of my clients at a whiskey party that was thrown by a mutual friend.
Nice.
Yeah, you never expect it. And then on the other hand, there's people I've known for years or months or been networking with for a long time that maybe you never really had a great connection with, but they'll come up to you and say, all right, I'm ready to talk. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it, because they've been seeing you and watching you for this whole time.
Absolutely.
So those are kind of my favorites, the ones where you don't see them coming.
Yeah, that sounds good. It sounds like you attended a casual event, you know, just for fun in your personal life. And lo and behold, it turned into a professional contact.
Right.
Which
never
happens,
know.
Yeah, more than I think most people realize is actually going to happen. And that's, you don't know when that next contact's going to take place, right?
Yeah.
So I know you've been in business for quite some time. You co-ran a business with your father for a few years, and now you've got your own business. You're out networking and involved in a number of groups. What do you do to stay in front of or nurture your network?
I believe in networking with integrity.
Okay.
And to me, that means that when I do something, I'm really going to make the most of it. So if I join a group, I'm going to show up consistently. I'm going to get to know the people there. I'm really going to try and help them grow their businesses. I meet with them to follow up with people. And I've had coffee with a lot of people, especially over the past year. And I always do what I can to follow up. Every time you meet with somebody, I try and find somebody I can introduce them to, and then I follow up on that. It's not just saying, oh, yeah, you should meet this person, but then actually going back and making the introduction.
Yes.
I also send thank you cards when I meet with people. Like, I actually handwrite and mail them a thank you card, which is awesome.
Huge fan of that.
Yeah. But then beyond that, I carry them around with me. So I have all of these people that I know that are in my head that I've met, that I know what they do. So when I'm meeting other people, I can connect them. Mm-hmm. So that is a great way to stay in front of your network. If you come back and say, hey, I know this person, you should meet them.
I like that.
Yeah.
The thank you cards are definitely important. And I think the follow-up, and what not I think, I know, the follow-up is the critical part here, right?
Right, because it shows them that you do what you say you're going to do. Mm-hmm. It's so easy to say, oh, you should meet this person, or I'm going to introduce you. And I had a lot of them that haven't followed through.
Sure.
You'll set yourself apart just like that by doing what you say you're going to do.
Yeah, which is unfortunate that that's what it is, but it's so simple, right?
Yeah.
One of my professional contacts has a statement that I love, and it's to do the common things uncommonly well.
Yes.
And that's really what differentiates
I love that. Yeah, that's
so
a good one.
Following up.
Yeah.
It's a simple common task. But if you actually do it and you do it well, you're definitely going to stand out.
Absolutely.
What advice would you offer to the business professional who is looking to grow their network?
Practice.
Oh, okay. Talk about that.
So And I'm answering this question maybe to somebody who's just starting out networking.
Okay.
Because I remember 10, 15 years ago, I was a very probably different person outwardly and socially, because you don't learn those social skills. And some people just naturally, they're a social butterfly. They know it. But there are those of us that are more reserved. And, you know, they don't. You don't get taught how to talk to people. You kind of have to learn it and you have to practice it. There's been a lot of talk here on your show, Lori, about being authentic with your network, being yourself, and also giving value to other people. And I wholeheartedly agree with that. But when you're starting out networking, you're like, how? How do I go and talk to a stranger and be authentic about it? I'm so nervous. I'm going to be proud of myself if I get out a couple of good sentences, right?
Yes.
And I don't have a network if you when you're just starting. How do I give value to other people? You know, I'm the new kid. How do I do that? And so my answer is practice. Believe in the process. Know that you want what you want to get out of it and put in the time to learn it and figure out your own methodology and getting better at it, because it will get better with practice. It's awkward as anything, but
yeah, no, I agree with that 100%. The more you do something, the better you're going to get at it.
Yeah.
Just like in music, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
You didn't just pick up the flute and then you're, you know, master musician by any means.
Practice.
It took time and practice. And yeah, that's really good advice to our listeners and those who really aspire to grow and are getting started. Just get out there, but believe in yourself and believe in the process. And the more you do it, the better you're going to get
it. Yeah.
Nice.
And don't worry about it if there's stumbles, because we all did it. We've all been there.
Yes.
It will get better.
And that's the authenticity.
Yeah.
You know,
it's part of it.
Stumbling, falling over, tripping on your feet, whatever it may be, shows that you're a real human being.
Yeah.
Really good. So, Rachel, I know your business is all digital. It's all cloud-based.
You talked
about this a little bit. And ironically, I mean, I know you through that face-to-face networking and whatnot. And we've been in a number of different groups and events together over the years. Which one do you ultimately find more value in, digital networking or traditional networking?
This is a funny question. So when I started my business, this current business, I made a decision that I really wanted to build a referral-based business.
Okay.
And so I hit the networking circles hard. Mm-hmm. You know, the traditional face-to-face, I'm going to meet with people, I'm going to have coffee. I really believe that relationships are big in business, and I really wanted to build that traditional network. And someone, which would be you, once told me that if I am in the digital space and that's where my business resides, I should also show up there.
Oh, I do remember that conversation.
Yeah. So while I really value traditional networking, I do see the value in digital. And I think it was just too overwhelming to start. Like, where do you start? Where do you go? There's so many different channels and different things you can do. But I'm making a commitment to work on it and figure it out. And it's a good way to stay in front of the people you've already met in your traditional network that you don't see very often.
Absolutely.
And I'm realizing that, you know, the more they see my name, the more top of mind they are, things like that. And you can keep up with other people that way too and help each other.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
It takes time, but it's that consistent activity.
Yes.
Good. So that wasn't a direct answer though, digital or traditional?
So if I had to pick one, I would say traditional.
Okay.
Because that's where my comfort zone is. But who knows? Ask me again in 5 years and we'll see.
Practice, right?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Exactly.
If you could go back to your 20-year-old self, what would you tell yourself to do more of, less of, or differently with regards to your professional career?
It was Jim Rohn, I think, who said, work on yourself harder than you do at your job. And it took me a while to figure that out. I think that there's this whole world of professional development and growth and so many things that you can learn and do to grow as a person and in your professional career. And so I would have probably told myself to open my mind up to that world earlier than I did.
I would do the same.
Yeah.
I agree. I think that's something that as a 20-year-old, we don't pay much attention to ourselves.
No.
We're just focused on what's ahead of us instead of what's happening right now.
And what's happening to us instead of, you know, the more philosophical, like, well, how am I showing up? What am I doing? How can I grow? How can, you know, that whole thing.
Yeah.
So I probably would have had a book with it, with the conversation here. Read this.
Yep. Yep.
You know.
7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Oh,
maybe.
I love that book.
Yes. It's a good
Such
one.
A good one.
Speaking of books, I love really diving into my guests and what's currently sitting on their nightstand. What are they reading? Because I know that all business professionals, at least the smart ones,
yes,
are constantly educating themselves and growing. So share with us, what book are you reading right now?
Well, this is a great conversation in a networking podcast because I actually have a book club that was born out of networking.
Okay.
We had a couple ladies who really love reading books and decided to do our own little book club.
Nice.
So last month, we just finished reading The One Thing by Gary Keller.
Yes, that's a great book. And I've heard a handful of people are reading that right now. So,
well, some of them may be in my book club.
Nice. Possibly.
Possibly. So that was so great and really helped me kind of reframe how I'm spending time, and my new challenge is to block 4 hours at a time, which sometimes feels impossible.
It is. It can be hard.
But it was a great book. Right now we're reading 3 Feet from Gold.
Okay.
So that's what I'm currently actually listening to. I tend to audible more than read, which is a shame because I love reading.
Yes, I agree with that. I love reading, but audible allows me to get through it faster. My personal challenge is I don't feel I digest the information as deep as I do when I read it.
I am absolutely the same way. When I read something, it just sticks better. If I see somebody's name like on a name tag, I'm way more likely to remember than if they tell me.
Yep.
And sometimes I'm like, can you spell that for me?
Yes.
So I have the visual,
yeah,
right?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But what I do like about reading books on Audible and whatnot or listening is that you can increase the speed, you know?
So
I always listen to everything at 1.5 times the speed.
Oh, wow. 1.5 is ambitious. I do 1.25, but I have to say that Discovery was like one of the best days ever. You
Absolutely.
Mean I can do this faster?
Yes. All my podcasts I listen to are at 1.5 speed. I tried two times, and that was just too much.
Oh, my goodness.
I couldn't understand what was being said.
Yeah, that's pretty fast.
What I do like is that you can kind of clip things, too. If something sounds good, like I'll make a quick note and
right.
says, oh, I want to go back and re-listen to that again or flag it or something. So that's a really nice feature. Rachel, any final word or advice to offer our listeners with regards to growing and supporting your network?
Just talk to people. Don't be afraid of it. There's a phrase in one of my groups that we like to use. We say yakety yak. Talk to people. Ask them what they do. Get into conversations with people because then it will come up more and you'll be surprised, first of all, at the people you already know and getting to know more about them professionally. But then even people you don't know, strike up a conversation with somebody and you never know who you're going to meet.
I like that. Start with the people you know and just dive a little deeper.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good advice. And I, the yakety yak is kind of funny.
Yeah, it's a hashtag. Every time somebody's like, I met this really cool person, we hashtag yakety yak.
Oh, that's fun.
It's pretty fun.
You're like, good advice for our listeners here, Rachel. If anyone was interested in getting in contact with you, what is the best way that they can reach you?
They can find me on LinkedIn.
Okay.
My email is rachel@masterpiecebookkeeping.com. And they can also just go to my website. I do have some resources there if they're interested in learning more about bookkeeping.
Great. I believe you have a checklist that's available, right?
I do. I have a really cool checklist that goes through actions or activities you should do on a weekly, monthly, quarterly, and yearly basis
Nice.
For your bookkeeping. So Okay. if you're overwhelmed where to start, go check it out, download it, might give you some good tips.
Cool. And we will include all of those information pieces and links in our show notes.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show today, Rachel.
Thanks, Lori. I'm so glad I was here. This was fun.
It was a lot of fun and lots of really good tips that you've shared with our listeners today. This wraps up our episode of Social Capital. A huge thank you to Rachel for taking the time to connect with us. Join us next week for another great guest as we continue the conversation on networking and building your community. If you need me, send an email to Lori@socialcapitalpodcast.com. Otherwise, we'll see you next week.
That's all for this episode of the Social Capital Podcast. Be sure to visit socialcapitalpodcast.com for show notes, more episodes, and to check out our free ebooks on business and networking.